الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، صلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We're still studying the chapter that deals with suckling. And this is an important chapter because in the Muslim world, a lot of the children may suckle from others than their mothers. And this is mentioned in the Quran, it's permissible, but it is important to know the rulings so that one would be aware which is halal and which is haram, who's mahram and who's not mahram. You don't want at the end of the day people coming and seeing your wife or your sisters claiming to be their relative from suckling and they're not. And at the same time, you don't want to make something forbidden when it is halal. So let us go on and hadith number 333. Who would like to read it? Yes, akhi.
Narrated Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, Aflah, the brother of Abi al-Qais, asked permission to visit me after the order of al-hijab was revealed. I said, by Allah, I will not permit him unless I take permission of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about him, for it was not a brother of Abi al-Qais, but the wife of Abi al-Qais that nursed me. The Prophet entered upon me, and I said to him, O Allah's Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, the man was not the person who had nursed me, but the woman, the wife of Abi al-Qais, had nursed me. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, admit him, for he is your uncle. Taribat yaminuki, may your right hand be dusted. Urwa added, for that, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha used to say, consider those things which are illegal because of blood relations as illegal because of corresponding nursing foster relations. In other narration, Aflah sought permission to see me, but I didn't allow him. He said, do you cover from me and I am your uncle? She asked him, how is that? He said, my sister-in-law breastfed you. Aisha said, radiallahu ta'ala anha, I asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said, Aflah had said the truth. Permit him. May your hand be dusted.
Good. Long hadith, short story. It's understood. Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, had been breastfed by the wife of Abu al-Qais. So she is the daughter of the woman because of suckling, of nursing, breastfeeding. Now Aflah, the brother of the man, the brother of the husband, he sought permission to enter and meet Aisha. And she said, by Allah, I will not meet you until I ask the Prophet alayhi salam. Hijab is mandated now. I am the mother of the believers, the wife of the Prophet alayhi salam. I have to take hijab from anyone who's non-mahram. And she went and sought permission from the Prophet alayhi salam, objecting, thinking that he didn't breastfeed me, he did not nurse me, it was the wife of his brother. And the Prophet told her alayhi salam, he is your uncle. And this is what we've mentioned last time, the milk of the male, the milk of the male, Laban al-Fahl. So although the husband had nothing to do with that girl or that milk, but the milk originated from him having been married to that woman and she became pregnant of him. So he is the result of that milk. And this brings us to an issue. I don't know if you had this as a question, but I will pose a question to you. What happens if a woman who's not married, a virgin, and she gets milk in her breast, and she feeds a child 5 known meals? Does he become her son or not? It's an issue of dispute. The most authentic opinion is that he does become her son through suckling. One would say, okay, where did this milk originate from? This is not your business. And she is, according to the Quran, is she his mother from suckling? Did she nurse him? And I said, yes. Then she becomes his mother. Whether it is natural or even not natural. If she takes medication for the milk to flow and she suckles someone, this, of course, a child with the conditions we've mentioned, this becomes her child altogether. And also another issue that may confuse you a bit, that's good, but you have to know it. And that is, if woman who's married got pregnant and breastfed any child, he would become automatically the son of the man. Understood? What happens if a woman married a man and did not become pregnant. And she suckled a girl. She had the natural milk, though not resulting from pregnancy, but it was there. So she nursed a young girl below the age of 2 years, not dependent except on milk. And 5 meals were done. Is she, the girl, considered to be the daughter of the man or not? Is she?
Sheikh, going by the way you described that situation just now, there seems to be no evidence to indicate that girl is the daughter of the man. So is she the daughter? I would say no.
No, she is not the daughter of that man because, as stated, the milk of the male, laban al-fahl, this milk did not result from the male, meaning the woman was not pregnant and gave birth. We would say that the milk that resulted from such pregnancy is due to the man. Therefore, she is not the daughter of the man through suckling. However, she is his stepdaughter, meaning he cannot marry her because she is his wife's daughter. And this is one of the prohibited types, as we've mentioned earlier in the beginning of the book of Nikah. Okay, so the Prophet clarified this, alayhi salatu wasalam, and it's, inshallah, understood. Hadith number 334.
Narrated Aisha radiallahu anha, once the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam came to me while a man was in my house. He said, O Aisha, who is this man? I replied, my brother through suckling. He said, O Aisha, be sure about your foster brothers through suckling, as proper suckling is only valid if it takes place in the time of hunger.
Now, this is in reference to what we have mentioned before. When the child is dependent on milk, this is the time of hunger. And scholars say that it has to be within 24 months from the birth of the child. So after 2 years, it is not counted. And before 2 years, it is counted only if the child is dependent on milk. But if the child's mother, she's not nursing him anymore, and this happens, by the way. A lot of women stop feeding or nursing their children when they're 14 months old, 15 months old. The child eats a normal food, eats bread, eats whatever. So scholars say that after this, now, it would not be considered out of hunger. Maybe the child would suckle. Maybe the child will drink the milk. But it's not out of hunger. He's not dependent on it. He could just take it as dessert, maybe. But it's not the actual food. And therefore, this is an indication from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Secondly, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, when he saw the man in his wife's house, he asked her, who is this? Nowadays, people say, no, this is inappropriate. You should not ask your wife who she's going out with or who she's talking to. You should have full trust in your daughters. This is nonsense. Yes, trusting them does not mean that I do not question them. Trusting them does not mean that I make them do whatever they want, whether it's halal or haram, and saying that I trust my daughters or I trust my wives. No, part of a man's manhood is to be jealous, is to be keen and careful, not to have anything related to their reputation. So yes, it is part of your duty as a man, not to doubt, not to be suspicious, but to keep a lid on things, to always try to care for your family. And this is part of loving them. A man who does not love his family, who does not love his wives, would probably leave them do whatever they want in lots of so-called liberated and civilized countries. You would find a man walking with his wife in the market, and all of a sudden she runs to a stranger and hugs him and kisses him, and the husband is smiling, and she introduces him. This was my roommate in college. He was my boyfriend, but now we're just friends. And the man says, nice to meet you. Nice to meet you? Astaghfirullah wa tubu ilayh. What kind of a man is this who does not feel any jealousy? You'd see people going with their wives and their daughters to the beach, their daughters wearing, actually they're not wearing, they're stripping from all the clothes and going and swimming in swimming costumes. And he's watching and is having fun. Akhi, don't you have any jealousy in you? Are you a man? I doubt this. But they say that, no, this is civilization. You have to be like this, you have to be like that. All of this is nonsense. Islam makes a man a man and a woman a woman. Islam channels things that are permissible and that's not. And it's not something that you have of your own whims and desires. It's something that Islam tells you to do. So this is the jealousy that men are required to have in order to be men, and they're forbidden and they're prohibited from doubting or being suspicious without any grounds. Don't talk on the phone. Don't use the mobile. I have to access your emails. I have to access your SMSs. No, this is forbidden. You have no right in accessing her privacy because she is a human being. But at the same time, don't let the rope too loose and then come to regret it afterwards. We have a short break. Stay tuned, and inshallah, we'll be right back.